1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. At the White House, President Trump moves to block California's law that calls for phasing out the sale of gas-powered vehicles. The state plans a court challenge.
One of the reasons they're coming here is because they have to produce tremendous, especially the AI, they have to produce beyond believable amounts of electricity.
Texas calling out thousands of National Guard troops to deal with anti-ICE protests. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and other Democrats are defending sanctuary cities before Congress.
In New York, we understand the difference between going after criminals and traumatizing law-abiding families.
More than 240 people killed in India in the crash of an Air India jet in a residential area. CBS's Chris Livesay.
The National Transportation Safety Board is headed to India to lead a team of U.S. investigators helping pinpoint what caused the crash.
Casualties on the ground as well. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Bacteria in the water. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of E. coli, and you do not want to swim in that. It can make you sick. The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Recently, elevated E. coli bacteria levels were found off of Silver Creek in Ripon, and in Chippewa, off of Otter Lake Beach. They're under an advisory, as well as the Trempealeau River in Pytrek County Park Beach. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder, 116-107, to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy. And, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. We've got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, where we'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, a host of the On the Edge podcast. You can find his video blog over on YouTube under Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, and Itner Philip, his last name, first name, over on Blue Sky and Twitter. Phil, welcome back to the program. So how are things in Ukraine right now?
Well, a little of the good and a little of the bad. The response to Operation Spiderweb continues. We had a really intense night about two nights ago where an estimated approximate 400 drones were targeted on the capital here in Kyiv. Most of those 400 were targeted here. There's continued attacks inside Russia. The Ukrainians are able to use drone or missile technology. They're hitting arms stockpile, arms stockpiles, munitions, armor stockpiles, things like that. They are also conducting very large cyber attacks. Today is quote-unquote Russia Day. It's the day the Russian Federation kind of celebrates its identity. And they took out one of the largest internet service providers and blacked out a whole bunch of the internet inside Russia. A very grim milestone today. It does appear as though the Russians have passed the 1 million man casualty mark. So they have lost a million men in this fight, either killed or wounded so badly they're taken from the field. That's a pretty big milestone, a million people, yeah. A million Russians. And then on the bad side, there does seem to be some movement on a couple of different front lines where the Russians do seem to be pushing forward. No major advances, but, this continual day-by-day grinding of the Russians taking territory is cause for concern here in Ukraine.
I'm curious. You've been a war correspondent, I believe, for most of your life. You've reported from hot spots all around the world. Am I remembering
yep.
correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's about right for my sins.
Yeah. And So you've seen the changes, the evolution in how wars are fought. I mean, there are some obvious differences between, for example, the Civil War, the World War I, trench warfare, poison gas, World War II. World War I, I guess, was the first major introduction of aircraft. Mm-hmm. World War II ultimately, ended with an atomic bomb, et cetera. But this drone thing seems like a new thing. And I was watching some YouTube footage of drone displays in China. They've got a system in place where they can launch literally a 1,000 drones, a giant swarm, or 5,000 drones, a giant swarm of drones, and just have them fill the sky. And, well, in Japan, actually, they're doing it instead of fireworks. They're doing drone displays, you know, where the drones just go up with little lights. But the Chinese drones are armed, and they could, you know, just take out a battalion, take out tanks, take out anything. What is, in your opinion, as a guy who studies war and has been through a few wars, how is the nature of warfare changing now as the result of drone technology? And do you think, I mean, I'm hearing military people here in the United States out loud saying, you know, we're spending $1 trillion a year to build and maintain a military that's designed to fight World War II, and we're never going to fight World War II again. What do you think?
Well, I mean, drones have been a game changer. Absolutely, 100%. The Ukrainians themselves have come out recently and said to the West, not just to America, but to NATO and the West in general, you are building a military that is already outdated because you're, as you say, you're building these massive fleets of armor, infantry fighting vehicles, tanks,
warships,
self-propelled guns, warships. Yeah. Absolutely. It's not just on land. It's in the sea. And they can be taken out by drones that cost a fraction of what those systems, you know, ultimately in a war of attrition are going to cost. So, yeah, I mean, drones have changed everything. We only have to look at Operation Spiderweb recently within the last, 2 weeks now. You know, we did two independent episodes on it last week on the show because it's so significant. What they were able to achieve with Spiderweb, you know, it took the Russians by surprise. It did serious damage to their nuclear, you know, capabilities, their attack capabilities. At a fraction of the cost that it cost them to build those things. So drones are going to change the nature of warfare. They really already have. But pretty soon we're going to get to a place where these drones are going to become more and more mass-produced and more autonomous so that you can just kind of launch them. And there's growing concern here in Ukraine that there might be kind of a DMZ stalemate situation growing where there could possibly be this kind of no-go zone because there are just too many drones in the air. And if you were to stick your head above the parapet or drive a tank or a fighting vehicle into this zone, that there would just be this swarm of drones that would come down on you. And this does also, to the Ukrainians' advantage, which has always been a problem for them in this war, is the fact that there are just more Russian soldiers and they can overwhelm Ukraine by sheer numbers. Well, if you can outproduce drones and you're not losing drone operators because they're not in direct combat, although they can be tracked and targeted, but if you are able to just replace a drone with another drone and keep the human operator, and eventually, as I say, AI, it really comes down to how many more can you produce? It's a matter of factory production and finances. So it has changed war, and there's no going back. The horse is bolted. We can't return. So I think the Ukrainian warning to places like the Pentagon or to other Western powers that they're building armies that are suited for a bygone era is something we should maybe be listening to. Yeah. All the tanks that are going to roll down Pennsylvania Avenue, they on Saturday, they could be targeted by a $1,500 drone and taken out. So, yeah.
What will impress me on Trump's birthday is if they do a drone display like I've seen the Chinese and the Japanese do, you know, where you get 1,000 drones in the sky and you know, with little blinking lights on them or something, and they do some sort of flag display or, you know, red, white, and blue or whatever. That will be impressive that, you know, or suggestive that we've been paying attention to this. But I don't expect to see that. What do you think?
Nor do I. No, nor do I. I think the Pentagon, as much respect as I have for, because I've spent a lot of time with people in the U.S. military, and they're not dumb, and they're not, they just, they're slow to adapt.
Yeah.
And we really should be listening to the Ukrainians far more than
Well, and sadly, we've got an alcoholic Secretary of Defense who's not particularly bright.
That doesn't help.
You know, yeah, it does. It doesn't help at all. My understanding is we've seen now a couple of congressional hearings where Hegseth was grilled about, you know, what's going on with Ukraine and all that sort of thing. And he's basically refusing to say, as is the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, refusing to say that we are going to back Ukraine against Russia. I mean, basically, well, all they'll say is we think the fighting should stop, which, of course, is Putin's position, too. is the United States offering any kind of support to Ukraine? Are we still providing them with intelligence, for example? My understanding is we've stopped shipping them pretty much everything else. Is that true?
Hardware, it does seem, has slowed to a trickle at best. There is still intelligence sharing, which is important. But you're right, when you see things like Secretary Rubio putting out today, I earlier mentioned that it is Russia today, Russia Day in Russia, and Secretary of State Rubio puts out a notice saying, you know, congratulations on Russia Day.
Oh,
it's
God.
Almost surreal.
Yeah.
And then you have, you have Hegseth saying openly that we're going to stop supporting Ukraine. And to that I say, that only means that more Ukrainians are going to die.
And more
it does
Russians,
not mean that the and more Russians, but it does not mean that the war will stop.
Yeah.
Hegseth doesn't understand this conflict at all, in my opinion.
No,
and he thinks that just by withdrawing support, and the administration seems to support this, that it would force Ukraine to submit. And that shows an exceptional lack of understanding of this country. They are going to fight until the end because this is existential.
No, I totally get it. Phil, I have a minute and 10 seconds before we hit a hard break here. I'm also curious to get your thoughts on our Director of National Intelligence coming out and doing a video warning of nuclear war. And the implication is if we continue to support Ukraine, then somehow Russia is going to use nuclear weapons and that'll be the end of civilization. I mean, she just went on this rant.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I saw it. I was disgusted by it. It is kowtowing to Russia's narrative. It is it is submitting to a bully. And as the DNI, she should know better. She should know that Xi Jinping went to Moscow and told Vladimir Putin, do not use a nuke. We do not need nuclear proliferation.
Yeah.
We do not need to be setting the stage where everybody has to have a nuke for defense, because then Taiwan is going to start a nuclear,
Well, Tulsi Gabbard seems to be as in the bag for Putin as Hegseth is, as Trump is.
And she's not the only one in the cabinet, and it should cause concern for every single one of us. But yeah. Tulsi Gabbard, that video is manipulative, and it is clearly straight out of the Russian military intelligence playbook. She's compromised, like so many of the
kids. I believe so. I've believed that for a long, long time. Phil Ettner, a veteran war correspondent. Check out his podcast, On the Edge. Phil, thanks so much. Great talking with you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. 18 minutes past the end.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Is Trump's brutality causing his approval to tank? And welcome to America's new vaccine committee. Those stories right after this. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claim that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If all this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member today. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red. But Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still
back. So the polling on what Trump is up to, this is amazing. I mean, as we head toward No King's Day, day after tomorrow, where over 2,000 protests are now planned all across the United States, Trump and I'm assuming, you know, the his right-wing agent provocateurs are going to be doing their very best or worst to try to create chaos and violence in our cities. As all of this is happening, in the midst of these ICE raids, in the midst of Trump throwing the military into cities that don't want it, now Quinnipiac University, which, you know, is a solid kind of middle of the road, you know, no political agenda. It's not like Rasmussen that, you know, always shows up on Fox. This is just, you know, a normal poll. Only 43% of Americans approve of Trump's dealing with immigration, 54% disapprove. Only 40% approve of his behavior on deportations. Only 40% approve of him on the economy, 56% disapprove. Only 38% approve on trade, 37% on Israel, 35% on Israel. Excuse me, 37% on universities, 35% on Israel, 34% on how he's dealing with Russia and Ukraine. The one big beautiful bill, only 27% support across the United States. This is wild stuff. And my point, and I've made this point before, but I think it really deserves an emphasis, is that when a tyrant is least popular is when that tyrant is most dangerous. That's when he is most likely to use the most extreme powers that he has to try to end opposition. So get ready. This weekend is going to be, I feel, and I may be wrong, but I feel it's going to be a major turning point.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
After the break, I'll tell you what Bob Kennedy is up to, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Dairy markets have their eyes on Europe to see if milk production will improve or not. It matters for prices here at home. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Thursday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Katie Burgess is a dairy broker and agent with Everegg. She explains for us why European milk production is a factor for U.S. dairy exports.
Watching Europe really closely, it had been dry in Europe and milk production had been struggling, but more recently here, they got some rain. So watching that European milk production closely, because high European butter prices and high European cheese prices have been what's given us these opportunities. So if Europe starts to come down, that means our exports might shrink a little bit. But at least for now, folks we talk to in Europe suggest prices over there will stay strong. So hopefully that means good things for U.S. export opportunities as well.
Katie Burgess along with us, a dairy broker and agent with Everegg. Get in touch with Katie and her team online at EVER.AG. Stick around. After the break, we'll see how fluid milk prices are moving midday on a Thursday.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit GiveDairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's GiveDairy.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Commodity markets are mostly in the red. Midday on a Thursday, cash corn is up a penny, trading at $4.38 a bushel. December new crop corn down a penny at $4.38¾. Cash soybeans are 4.5 cents lower at $10.46 a bushel. November new crop beans down 2¼ cents at $10.27 a bushel. And July new crop wheat is down 2 cents at $5.32¼. It's the same story for fluid milk. The July Class 3 milk contract is 10 cents lower at $18.15 a hundredweight. The August contract down 6 cents at $18.76. Action is still happening at the 96th annual Wisconsin State FFA Convention. That's wrapping up today in Madison. Find coverage at MidwestFarmReport.com and on our Facebook page, Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. We've got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you got to check out CB Distillery. They have natural, plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm going to be stocking up on. Their sleep gummies really work. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need, too, on their website. You can shop by benefit, you know, like sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now is the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP when you check out. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's CBDistillery.com and the code is VIP.
A bitter fight, marching forward into the night.
Putin, Modi, Duterte's call, strongmen rise, and democracy's fall. Trump's armies, with faces unseen, a dangerous play in the American dream. The rise of Trump's thugs, fueled by hate, breaking the doors of a fragile state. From Proud Boys to 3%, their rage burns bright, their purpose bent. Brown shirts, black shirts, history's mark, echoed now in the fiery dark, armed and ready. A nation's divide, violence justified by a leader's pride. The wolves run wild, in packs they roam, turning streets to a battleground home. Liberty crushed beneath their boots, a chilling return to history's roots. The rise of Trump's thugs, fueled by hate, breaking the doors of a fragile state. From Proud Boys to 3%, their rage burns bright, their purpose bent. Is this the America we once knew, where freedom sang and justice grew? Now shadows creep where light once shone, the seeds of terror too deeply sown. We've seen the script, we know this game. The rise of thugs brings nations shame, but we're the ones who hold the line to stop the march of their deadly design. The rise of Trump's thugs, it's not too late to stand and fight, to change our fate. Their power fades when truth ignites. Together, we'll
Welcome
reclaim
back,
the light. 36
minutes past the hour, so this is absolutely hysterical. I just saw this. It's on Craigslist in Washington, D.C. You can find it very easily, washingtondc.craigslist.org. Slash et cetera, and just look for Washington seat fillers. There is a company called T. Mellon Events. This is a real company. They provide, like, presumably, provide extras to you know, like for movies and things like that. T. Mellon Events is looking for seat fillers and extras to provide their time for space maximization and attendance perception for an event taking place in Washington, D.C. on June 14th. Now, let's see, what's happening in D.C. on June 14th? Oh, isn't that Trump's birthday? Oh, yeah. Extras and seat fillers will check in on the morning of June 14th at 9 a.m. Extras are required to wear red, white, and blue clothing and will be provided a red hat to wear. Gold accessories are acceptable as well. The team will advise the extras where to stand or sit according to the line of sight from a VIP viewing platform area. Extras and seat fillers will be paid a daily flat fee and will be provided lunch of fast food and soda. We encourage people of color and ethnic groups to sign up for maximum perception control, and these individuals will be prominently displayed on the televised broadcast and local viewing screens to be seen by the VIP platform. Honest to God, it's on Craigslist. Now, it's possible it's a spoof. I mean, you know, it's cheap. Anybody can put an ad on Craigslist, but there's a QR code, there's a map, there's, you know, pictures, the whole nine yards. Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy has put eight crackpots, or at least seven crackpots, on the Vaccine Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, you know, this committee that determines whether or not your health insurance or Medicare will pay for your vaccines and whether those vaccines are even available or not. One, a guy named Kulldorff, helped write the Great Barrington Declaration. This was the declaration that called for herd immunity during COVID, that we should all just go out and expose ourselves. Dr. Malone has gained a large following for undermining the COVID-19 vaccine, made baseless and disproven claims, including falsely stating the getting vaccinated puts people who have already had COVID-19 at higher risk. Meisner is a member of, has criticized recommendations to mask children and indicated support for Kennedy's decision to say that healthy children and pregnant women no longer need the COVID vaccine. Another member, Vicki Pebsworth, served on the board of the National Vaccine Information Center. That's a right-wing group that warns against using vaccines. And Dr. Rutsef Levy, who is at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has stoked concerns about the shots. He said, quote, all COVID mRNA vaccine programs should stop immediately. So that's who's on the vaccine boards now. Get ready. It's going to get wild. I mean, it already is wild, right? I mean, just look around. All right, what's on your mind today? Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. Hey. Thank you. A quick observation. When Zelensky visited Trump at the White House, Trump's focus of the conversation was trying to strike a deal for rare minerals. And also the conversation with Xi from China seems to be the same. Mm-hmm. He's focusing on rare minerals.
Yes, because
and
they need them.
I think he also, well, I think the reason why he's doing that is because of his cryptocurrencies. Well, what do you think about that?
No, it's the most of these rare earths are used. I mean, some of them are used, you know, in chip technology and things like that. But the principal use, the largest quantity use anyway, is for super high quality magnets that can be used.
Okay.
You know, they're used in the turbines and jets. They're used in electric vehicles. You know, there's all kinds of applications, particularly a lot of military applications. And China cut us off from those things. So Trump
has nothing to do with crypto.
It's possible it does, because crypto is drawing a lot of energy, and some of these rare earths are used to make the magnets that they use for wind turbines. But I would say it's an indirect path. But keep thinking, Alfredo. I like the way you think.
One more thing, Tom, if you don't mind, quickly. In California, I was watching MSNBC yesterday, and the fields for the crops are empty because ICE has been chasing workers, and thousands of farmers are losing money. It's just insane.
Oh, yeah, and crops are going to spoil. I mean, you know, there's nobody.
Yeah, they're getting
crops.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, you're going to see a real spike in food prices over the next couple of weeks or next couple of months.
Anyway. Is it going to? Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Thanks, Alfredo. I've got a caller from Los Angeles, or at least that's what it says here, with 3466 as the last numbers of your telephone number. What's your name and where are you calling from? Your first name? Hello? 323 area code? You're on the air? Okay. Let's try Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I especially wanted to thank you for your description of all the lies in Trump's speech to the military troops. It occurs to me that it would be tremendous public service if someone could take a video copy of that speech and create a video that immediately called out each lie and interjected a correction each time.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a terrific educational tool.
Maybe somebody listening will do it. David Pepper wrote a great piece today for his Substack newsletter also, Pepperspectives, basically kind of echoing mine. I mean, we were probably writing them at the same time. I think a lot of us were just alarmed by what Trump did.
I think a written expose is really important, but I think a video would be a terrific educational tool that people can circulate.
Yeah.
And I think it would help to see him actually see him saying these things and immediately contrast with an explanation of why that's a lie. So I'm hoping somebody out there will pick that up and go for that.
I get it. Well, maybe somebody listening will do it. Marty, thanks. That's a great suggestion. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Same thing that's on your mind, and I won't bore you with trying to add to any of it because your callers and you were doing a brilliant job as usual. And here's my point. I have something I want you to consider seriously about fundraising for Free Speech TV.
Uh-huh.
I was talking with my attorney last week about updating my will because I'm older and not in great health. And, you know, mortality becomes a thing of conscious being at some point.
Yep.
More than when you're young, certainly. And I've added Free Speech TV to my will to the tune of 5%.
Wow.
Yeah, if I were to die while I'm on the phone with you here, that would be quite a chunk of money because I'm leaving quite a chunk of money. And but 5% doesn't affect the other 95% of my intentions. They will all remain the same. And I thought, well, I'll, you know, skinny 5% out, and then everything proceeds according to my wishes. The old saying, and you've heard it a million times now, ask and thou shalt receive, right?
Yeah, that's a great suggestion, and I'll pass that along.
Ask everybody who, particularly your old, and you've got a lot of older listeners, let's face it.
Yeah.
They have time to listen. They're not at work. Ask us all to do that one thing. Consider including Free Speech TV in their will, even if it's just a 1%. If it's 2 or 3, if you multiply this out by how many people croak in a given year, you're talking a lot of money, Tom.
Yeah, you're right. And my local public broadcasting station, my NPR station here, Oregon Public Broadcasting, they do this in practically every fund drive. They talk about, you know,
hallelujah,
will. And so, yeah, I will pass that along. Nicholas, thank you. Great idea. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home.
Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando, S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O, shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com, and for 20% off site-wide, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Concrete, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I am fine, thank you. What's on your mind today?
Good. You needed a gazoot height and a couple God bless yous.
I think I'm getting allergic to our cats. I don't know what it is.
But
I woke up this morning sneezing, and I still am. So
I took hay fever, I thought, but
yeah,
you're probably right.
Yeah, it's probably just allergies. So anyhow, what's on your mind?
One of your callers called in and said he doesn't understand how there could be so many indoctrinated people in the military. And I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and I remember in either the 60s or early 70s, there was a news story about Ginny Thomas being in the Lifespring cult. And she showed up on January 6th and those things, too, and I wondered if there's something to all that.
I doubt because Ginny Thomas, and she's no longer affiliated with that cult, but, she kind of left it when she married Clarence, but my sense of it is that the reason that you have so many MAGA guys in the military is because Fox News is on military bases all over the world constantly. It's pretty much all the military guys ever see. And that, Fox News is a propaganda channel. It's not a news channel. They admitted that in court.
I believe that.
But yeah, it's not a belief or not. It's documented truth. I mean, they paid an $800 million fine for being a propaganda channel. But around one issue, the voting machines and whether the election was stolen.
Yeah.
But if you've got a propaganda channel running on your military bases, you shouldn't be surprised when your military people start acting like indoctrinated cult members because, Rupert Murdoch has made his billions and his family's billions by building a cult. I mean, he started it in, actually his father, Sir Keith Murdoch, started it in Australia and then moved it to the UK and created Brexit and all these other crazy things and then brought it to the United States. And it's always been about, you know, white supremacy and racism and great replacement theory and wackadoodle conspiracy nutcase theories. But hey, it's a cult. So, Mike, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Great comment.
Thank you. Have a good day. Keep on top of it.
You got it. Brian in Baltimore. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today? Brian in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Brian.
Yes, I'm here.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. Tom, longtime listener. I've called a couple times before, but the upcoming protests, I'm planning to go to them. I live in Baltimore, so I have a choice of D.C. or there's several in Baltimore. I think I'll keep it local.
Mm-hmm.
But
probably a good idea.
One thing I was thinking down in D.C. would be interesting is if we could somehow mobilize a large population to just lay down in the streets where the parade was supposed to go.
You know, prove
and make a giant message.
Yeah, I totally get it. My guess is that they will not allow you to get close enough to the streets to even think about doing that.
I mean, it's peaceful. We would be laying down.
No, I totally get it.
Tiananmen Square type.
I totally get it. But that city is going to be locked down like you have never seen. So,
well, that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to investigate even how to get there.
Yeah.
Through, you know, the subway and everything, and it's almost impossible. They're closing down stations. They're making it very, very limited.
Yep.
And really, they are going to be only allowing people that probably wear the right colors and have the right color skin to come in.
Yep. Or people who have been paid $1,000 flat fee for the day in cryptocurrency via Craigslist.
Isn't that insane? That's come up multiple times. I've seen it now multiple times, and nobody has refuted it. So I'm starting to think there may be a little meat behind it.
I think you're right. Well, Brian, let us know next week how it works out, okay?
I will. If you see me laying in front of a tank, pray for me.
Okay, will do. Thank you. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, you have the last minute of the hour. What's up?
Yeah, Tom, I think the Democratic Party should rally behind Gavin Newsom. I think he's a good spokesman for this time right now and about democracy.
I'm inclined to agree.
They need to rally around somebody, and he's the guy.
Yeah, he's a fighter. I mean, I was horrified when he put Steve Bannon on his podcast, but, you know, what the hell? He's a fighter. We need fighters.
He'll punch back at Trump, and we need him right now. He's a good talker, and the Democrats need a leader. I think he should step forward, and the Democrats should get behind him.
Yeah. Him or J.B. Pritzker... I mean, we've got a couple of people who have just been outspoken and done a great job. I wonder if they're trying not to appear too eager to be the next president. The other thing that's got me really concerned, Mark, is where the hell are Bill Clinton and Barack Obama?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We've got two previous presidents who could be speaking out, and their words carry significant weight. Where are these people? I mean, what the hell is going on? Our country's under assault.
Yeah, it's crunch time. They got to step forward, people in this country.
I'm with you. Mark, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Let's be clear. America now has concentration camps. We'll talk about that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least 240 people were killed in the crash of an Air India flight today. President Trump a short while ago.
Anything we can do. It's a big country, a strong country. They'll handle it, I'm sure. But I let them know that anything we can do will be over there immediately.
Trump also said today he is concerned a massive conflict could occur in the Middle East if Iran doesn't negotiate a nuclear deal.
It could get very serious very quickly.
CBS's Jennifer Jacobs reports talks with Iran are scheduled to take place this weekend in Oman. In Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial, the judge today declared a mistrial on a remaining rape charge. His attorney, Arthur Adelia.
After three trials and 20 women, you have one conviction here. One. So maybe everyone was wrong to put Harvey Weinstein's face on the picture of the Me Too posters that went up all over the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.